The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Compassionate viewers, this is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Foie gras, or duck liver, is regarded by some as a traditional delicacy. But do those who consume this horrific product really know how it is produced? On today's program, we'll present excerpts from the documentary film Force Feeding Under Scrutiny, produced by Stop Gavage, also known as the French Citizens Initiative to Ban Force Feeding, a nonprofit group dedicated to abolishing the production and consumption of foie gras. In making the film, Stop Gavage collaborated with the Animal Protection and Rescue League, USA, and Compassion and World Farming, France, or PMAF.
More than 80% of the global production of foie gras comes from France. Each year, 17,000 tons of foie gras are sold in France, which amounts to the organs of 30 million birds every year. This is more than the number of pigs and cattle slaughtered for food. The ducklings start their lives in artificial hatcheries. They are the resulting offspring from breeding a common duck to a Barbary duck. Their species, called mule duck, is sterile and does not exist naturally. As soon as they are born, the ducklings are separated into males and females. This allows the breeder to discard the females and keep the males only. The liver is said to be of superior quality.
Là, j'ai un mâle. Vous voyez la pointe?
Oui.
Ça, c'est un mâle.
D'accord.
Le mâle est sans. Là, j'ai une femelle. Vous voyez, il y a une équipe.
Le canard grain, on ne gave que les canards.
Que les mâles.
Pas les cannes.
Non, mais parce que le foie de canne est beaucoup plus veineux.
Il n'y a que de gêne, les cannes, alors.
Les cannes, disons qu'elles elles sont éliminées petites, si vous voulez, elles ne partent pas pour la production du canard gavé.
On les tue pas quand même, on en fait quoi?
Alors là, exactement, je pense qu'on en tue une bonne partie.
Ah bon?
The female ducks are thrown onto metal conveyor belts, from where they fall into different boxes. French legislation allows for them to be ground up alive, slowly suffocated inside plastic bags, gassed with carbon dioxide. Ducks are vivacious, graceful, and lively animals who spend a lot of time playing and exploring in the water. They can dive 30 meters deep and fly as fast as 60 miles an hour. They often live up to 20 years. Until they reach their adult size, the ducks are bred for 3 months in open spaces. That is when the pictures for the ads and commercials are taken. Then the birds are placed into cages, in large sheds where they will be force-fed for 12 days along, with hundreds of others, and then killed. Ducks are water animals, so their feet get easily injured by the wiring of the cages. Those cages are so small that the birds can neither turn around nor stand up, let alone stretch their wings. Only their head sticks out so that the feeder can grab their neck. To produce foie gras, the birds are force-fed such unnatural quantities of food that the liver swells to several times its normal size and eventually develop a disease called hepatic steatosis. The procedure is accomplished by inserting a long metal pipe into the bird's throat down to its stomach several times a day. When the duck struggles to avoid the tube, or when it is shaken by the urge to vomit, it might suffocate or get its throat perforated. The insertion of the tube causes lesions and inflammations of the neck that are chronic sources of painful infections. Overfed and unbalanced diet, The birds also suffer from a variety of digestive disorders that may result in death. Every year, 1 million animals die during the false feeding phase. Another indicator might be the reaction of the birds as a feeder approaches. As acknowledged by the European Commission scientific report, the birds' aversive behaviour and attempts to escape their fate are easy to observe. On this farm, these birds, at the beginning of the fattening process, recoil from the feeder. Within a few days, they will have gained so much weight that they won't be able to turn around anymore.
When we return, we'll learn more of the sickening facts behind the production of foie gras. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television, where we are presenting excerpts from Force Feeding Under Scrutiny, a documentary about foie gras produced by the French nonprofit group Stop Gavage.
Pour être un bon producteur de foie gras, il faut d'abord être attentif au bien-être des animaux. Mais ça, c'est valable pour tous les éleveurs. Parce qu'un bon éleveur, s'il n'est pas attentif au bien-être de ses animaux, il obtiendra de mauvais résultats. Il faut être attentif au logement, à l'alimentation, au confort.
Unconcerned by the smooth rhetoric favored by the official spokesman of the foie gras industry, the technical manuals designed for the farmers take on a less dainty approach. The birds are kept in appalling health conditions. They are perched above excrement pits filled up with their diarrhea, and the bars of their cages are soiled with their own vomit. Their condition increasingly deteriorates, with liver functional impairments, circulatory, nervous and digestive disorders, and various diseases, diarrhea, enteritis, hypoglycemic coma, vomiting. By the end of the force feeding period, the enlarged liver compresses the lungs, the bird's breathing has turned into panting, and they are intensely thirsty. This is the amount of corn each bird will be fed in a dozen days. Pumped in 3 seconds twice a day, these 22 pounds of food will be ingested in 1 minute altogether. Were they fed in this way for any longer, the birds would die. But they are slaughtered just in time to cover up the outcome of false feeding. Still, the weakest are moribund when they reach the slaughterhouse, and many of them don't even make it till then. According to the statistic of the industry itself, the mortality rate is 10 to 20 times higher during false feeding. Thank you.
une vérité, c'est que le canard, ça le rend malade, et c'est sûr.
Il chie partout, oui.
Meurt à la fin.
Il meurt à la fin.
C'est vrai qu'on ne tuerait pas un canard, il mourrait parce que c'est une maladie. Ça, c'est vrai. C'est tout à fait exact.
Mais au moment où vous le tuez, il est quand même pas bien valide.
Ah, c'est sûr, c'est tout à fait exact.
Hein, il y a du mal à se déplacer, quoi.
Tout à fait vrai, absolument.
Ouais.
Among those who make it to the slaughterhouse, many have their bones broken during transport or handling for electrocution. By law, an animal has to be rendered unconscious before its throat is slit open. The birds then go through a process called electronarcosis. They are electrocuted, but the current intensity is set low enough to keep their hearts pumping so that their blood is drained out faster. Because it is difficult to set the appropriate intensity, many birds are still fully conscious.
We are deeply grateful to Stop Gavage, the Animal Protection and Rescue League, USA, and Compassion in World Farming, France, or PMAF, for producing the documentary Force Feeding Under Scrutiny, which clearly demonstrates that the hideous foie gras industry must be closed down immediately and forever so that our duck friends may live in peace. If we follow the organic vegan diet, all beings under the sun will once again know eternal joy and harmony. For more information on Stop Gavage, please visit www.stopgavage.com. Benevolent viewers, thank you for joining us for today's program. Enlightening entertainment is next after noteworthy news. May your life be imbued with heaven's blessings and grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.